Admiral T. Yarb. And Tom W2T.
Well, excuse me. Good morning, Rusty. Let me turn this radio down here. Oh, we're getting little sprinkles over here. Bernice and I are headed to the post office to drop some letters and bills, and then to Taylor's, to the Aldi's and the Walmart over there. How's your day going?
Oh yeah, and I'll be headed out here about noontime. I got therapy session today at 12:30, so I'll be headed out about that time to go let them work me over for a while, you know?
Well, that's good. Pay attention to those people. It works. But the only doctor's appointment I got this week is for my eyes. I had an emergency one there last week, you might say. I scratched my eyelid pretty bad during my sleep. Since then, I've cut my fingernails. So I got to go back this week for my regular appointment, and they'll dilate it and all that junk, which I hate. But it's good in our age to get them checked. That's kind of a precious thing, your eyesight.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I've got, they're doing physical therapy for that spot on my leg where I'm having problems with the bursac inflammation, and they're working a lot of things on me, so I'll get a real good workout from them, you know, and everything, so we'll see what happens and go from there and everything. But I have twice a week, I see those folks twice a week, so today is the first one, and then I go back on Wednesday for the second one, you know.
Roger. Well, I went out and checked my beverage there yesterday. I've been trying to figure out the anomaly and solve the ambiguity, I guess you'd say, because it's not working right. So I finally went up to that terminating resistor up there on the end by that house where we put it, and had a loose connection on it. I thought it was a resistor, and turns out it wasn't. It just was wrapped around there and never soldered. So I got a portable soldering iron and went out there and soldered a carbon resistor in there and took the other one back and added some new leads on it because I'd cut them short. And I'd like to go out there and put it back in, but looks to me like it's just ring, ring, go away all week.
Yeah, until about Saturday. And then come Saturday, we're supposed to have good weather for the weekend, but the rest of the week is going to be off and on lousy, you know?
Yeah, it appears to be. Boy, we don't need that. I feel sorry for the people in the floodplains and et cetera, because, boy, we just come by Lake Cunningham there a couple of minutes ago, and it's incredibly high, and they're talking about numerous inches of rain before the week's out. And I'm not going out and mess with that while it's cold or bad. Well, it was up to 50-some degrees there yesterday, and I can't really walk out there that far when it's cold, but I took the lawnmower and went out there and did that work. It's attenuating my signal instead of quieting my signal. Seemed like it worked yesterday afternoon, and then last night I tried it, there wasn't much on. I just went on there to see how it was working, and then no joy, it's still not working like it was. I did buy some number 14 solid wire, and I'm going to replace that fence wire, and I think it'll be better. Mom said they don't use that fence wire anymore. That was when everybody was kind of at their learning stage on those beverages. This is N0TR.
Yep, Yep, I've got that. Yeah, that seems to be the thing, you know, on those things. So, you know, I guess it's a case of finding out what works and what doesn't work, and how to make it work for what we need and that type of thing, too. And doesn't do me any good to put up a beverage, because I'd have to buy one of those expensive boxes to be able to use a beverage antenna, because I don't have the capabilities with my radio to hook up a one antenna at a time, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My 590S, my spare radio, doesn't have that either, but the 590SG does. And you just plug it in the back of it. And, boy, usually I just reach up there and click on receive antenna, and, oh, it just takes the noise out. It was so great. The atmospheric whine, you know. And worked good for several years after you guys put it up. And all at once it did. And, of course, I've been off the radio for a while, so I hadn't noticed it. But they do work. However, mine's just one direction. I wished it was bi-directional, but then that gets into money again.
Yeah, that gets into that starts getting into the bucks again, and then you got to figure out how to, you know, what to do about it, so they say. But anyway, of course, my loop, one corner of my loop antenna is down now, and I got to figure out what to do about it. I got to get somebody over here with a launcher so I can get someone over here who can help shoot it back up in the air. But it looks like it'll be next week before I can worry about that.
Yeah, I'd say that's out of the question for at least a week. Man, it's bad. But, c'est la vie, we'll be crying for rain later this year probably. That's the way it usually happens. When it rains, it pours, and when it don't, it don't. And, thank God we got enough compared to all year and a half or so ago when we were in a severe drought. There was sandbars showing in these lakes that had never been seen before.
Yep, I'm sure problems like that occurred and all. But, so I guess we'll have to just see what happens. And everybody watch the weather. But, yeah, we're supposed to have rain. We're supposed to have a chance of rain every day up till through Friday. And some days are worse than the others, so I guess we just have to wait and see, Tom.
Yeah, a couple of inches each time. One of them was 3 inches, I noticed. Really sucks. Oh, well, either live with it or you don't, but you're still going to get it. Oh, what time are you going to your physical therapy?
Oh, I'll leave here a little after 12. My appointment's not till 12:30, but I'm like, I can be at the therapist office in about 10 minutes.
That's nice. Boy, the traffic around here anymore is incredible, especially up here where we're at, and I just don't like lots of traffic. I'm from Kansas, you know.
Hey, I'm from around here, and I don't like lots of traffic, so go figure. But anyway, it is what it is. We have to put up with it and go from there and just do our best, you know.
And here I come, so you're going to have some more KB4CBA.
Yeah, that's what you heard him. I think I heard there, Rusty. go ahead, Dave.
Glad he's over in your area, Tom.
Is Tom over here at Aldi?
Within about a mile of it.
Well, I'm headed to the Home Depot. I got a threshold over the door. For some reason, they use plastic, the part that seal, you know, that meets the seal of the door on the bottom, and it's just starting to crack and cave in, and it's not sealing anymore. so I gotta go see if I can get another one, preferably one that's not cracked.
Tom, see, he's dangerous around things when it comes to working, you know, W2T.
Well, it sounds to me like he's pretty handy. And you got a broad background. Oh, shoot. We was talking about funny things we'd seen in the car industry in our times, and that one the other day I was telling you about, Dave, was every time I'd start out quickly, at times that fan would start, and other times it wouldn't start, and boy, if it didn't start, kablooey, that fuse would go in the Freon line. That was a weird one. I've seen some odd ones, but that was one of the weirdest. But that's what you get with automobiles. Each one has a character of its own, it seems like. But, and Dave, how's your day going other than that? I was telling Rusty I was replacing a resistor on my beverage yesterday, and that's about the only thing exciting that's happened lately.
Well, I've been considering either building or buying a 6-meter double bazooka for a sideband, but I hear there's not a lot going on 6 meters. When it's hot, and when it's not, so anyway, I don't know if it's worth the trouble or the money, but, and I need a mono plug for my speaker for, I've got a nice Motorola speaker to plug in to use with my ICOM 7300 in the shack, but I need the plug that plugs into it. And I bought one at a ham fest, but the holes were too small to take the wire, so, you know, me, I got my drill out, and I went up the size, and I figured I'd just do it gradually, and man, it twisted that thing, all the pieces, it can't stand up to the rigors of the drill, so it's real flimsy. So, I'm going to have to do something else. I don't know, where do you get those things these days? You buy them online?
I'm not even sure what he's talking about there, but better him looking for it than me. I don't have a whole lot of need for something like that. So, you know, of course, you know, you could do the right thing, Dave, and just go to ICOM and order the part from them, and then you'd have what you need, you know.
Hey, Dave, two things. One of them, I didn't forget you on that compass. I was looking at, I got two of them, and I was going to put one in my truck. And so it was a peculiar thing last night. I knew it needed a battery, so it was a 2032, which is quite common. I usually have quite a few of those just in the drawer. And I checked the voltage on one, the last one I had. It looked like it'd been opened, and it would have been me. And I wouldn't have put it back unless it was good. And those things last forever. And it measured 3.19 volts or something. Anyways, every time I'd put the compass back together, the LCD would come on and it'd just disappear. So I went to unit number two. And unit number two did the same dang thing. And then I lost the screw out of it. I had to go find a screw. Little bitty ones. And so finally I decided, well, I'm going to check that battery again. And it was down to 2-point-some-odd volts. So under load, it was sucking. And without a load, it was full open circuit voltage, one of those deals. And I didn't have a way to load a little button battery. Anyway, got that figured out. So I ordered some batteries. And I can either bring it to you without a battery, or you can wait and I'll put a new battery in it, because I buy them online and they're really cheap. size of a manorial plug do you need? Over.
Well, a guitar plug is a quarter inch, and this is the next size down, so I guess it's an eighth. And I need it to be mono, which means it'll only have one shield between the between the two the parts you plug in, and I'll have one shield on it. I could buy a speaker from Yaesu, but I've got the speaker. I just need the end to plug it in. And I just didn't realize this one was that cheap of it evidently won't handle that gauge wire. I don't know what gauge it is, but it's bigger around than the hole. A good bit bigger, and I'm not gonna compromise the wire just to get it installed that I want to do it right the first time. So anyway.
Well, you just about have to mic it and check, because there's more than one size there that's right near eighth of an inch. I'll check and see what I got, and if I got some spares, I'll bring a couple of examples along tonight. If my pea brain can remember it, they. So I think I'll wait to check those compasses out till my batteries come on Wednesday, and then give it to you at the next meeting or something. Unless you want to get it and buy a battery for it and take a chance.
Okay, well, I used to get these things, these plugs at Kmart, and they would, Kmart, Radio Shack, and they would have a cable on already hooked up to it, and it was all one piece, and I would just cut the cable and solder the wires together, and that's the way I did this one here in my car. But I don't have any of those cables left, and there's not a Radio Shack anymore. So remind me what we were talking about here with this other item that you're. I'm totally lost in the whole thing here. KB4CBA.
That's NGLTR. Sorry, Rusty. Well, you mentioned your truck didn't have a compass near mine, and I had two of these electronic compasses that I brought down from Kansas, and they work quite well, and they just got a little suction cup on them, and they're about 3 inches wide and an inch and a half tall, maybe 3/8 of an inch thick, and they're electronic, and they work like a champ. You just got to calibrate them in a big parking lot someplace away from any magnetic flux by driving in circles so many times. Do it at one of the church parking lots would be okay. Of course, they'll think you're drunk, but that's all right. I think you got just a standard 1/8-inch plug. I'll see if I got some spares, but like you, Radio Shack's not in business anymore, so I'm kind of possessive of those things. But if I got two or three of them, I'll bring you one. And I think most of the guys go to Giga Parts or something like that. And I do have another catalog. I think it's Jones, J.W. Jones or something like that. They have everything. If I think of that, I'll bring that catalog and let you see it. You can order your catalog. It's out of Florida, and I told Bill about it one time, and boy, he just loves it. They got a lot of, boxes to build things and anything from A to Z, electrical, electronics. Sort of a surplus place. Anyways, go ahead, Rusty. This is NZRLTR.
Oh, I'm just sitting here listening to y'all talk. I'm looking some stuff up on Amazon. I need to order some things. And trying to get some things and see where I'm going with it. And what I'm going to do and everything. Where are you ordering your batteries from, Tom?
Amazon. There was 20 of those 2032 batteries for $8.34, something like that. Now, I don't need 2032s, but I got to tell you, they're lithium button batteries, and they last for years. So for $8, you could probably buy two or three of them at Sam's or Walmart. You can buy less than that. And they're energizers, and they're good batteries, and I buy all my button batteries online from them, Rusty, over.
Yep, I know what you mean. And all I've got, I'm going to start getting my batteries from them, too. I just, that's where I'm getting my hearing aid batteries from, so I've been picking up, physical batteries, ordered my batteries for my hearing aids from them, and it was a real good deal on that.
Yeah, they're excellent. And Dave, you might even find those plugs there where you can buy a reasonable amount of them. They're good to have in the junk box, and the same way at eBay, because they usually are China products, and they are real cheap. It just takes a little while to get them, but on Amazon, I always look for the free shipping because I got Prime, and that pretty well takes care of it. Well, guys, I've been sitting here at Aldi's, and Bernice is inside, so I'll say 73s, and hopefully we can get together tonight. Gosh, I hate to even park in that parking lot over there. It's going to be on that Arduino, and I don't know how serious I'm going to get about that. I'm getting too old for that kind of thing, but I signed up for it, and it was just $20 for that kit, and boy, you get a lot of stuff. But I don't know if I'm going to bring my laptop or not, Dave. Are you going to do that? KB4CVA and 0TR.
That would be a negative. I just don't have any interest in that whatsoever. But I was planning on coming, so you may have to put up with me. Anyway, I'll say adios too. I'm in the parking lot here, and I need to go in and see if I can get this threshold for the door. So 73s, gentlemen, and I'll talk to y'all later. W2T in 0TRKB4CBA mobile, clear.
Catch up to you later, David, W2T, and talk to you later, Tom, W2T clear.
73s, guys, and 0TR's clear.
N4BDC, I believe it was Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Good morning.
Good morning. It's November 4, Victor Delta Charlie. Name's Rich.
4 Victor Delta Charlie. Good morning, Rich. Name here is Rusty. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And the call is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I'm over here in the Spartanburg area. Over.
I'm driving through, I guess, Old Town Anderson right now, 24, heading back to Townsville with a stop at Ingalls.
Okay, well, I'm sitting over here at home right now, just killing time. I'll leave here about 12:15, headed to my physical therapy session today, and just taking it easy and trying not to get bored here this morning, you know?
That's always a good thing. With the cold weather and rain and snow, it's hard to get outside to do stuff. I was getting bored easy and trying to find things to do. Wasn't too bad yesterday. Tomorrow, in between the rain, I gotta try and move a dog.
Well, I try not to do a whole whole lot. I'm retired, and at my age, this cold weather doesn't agree with me too well. So I try to, you know, when it gets real cold, I try to stay inside. If it's cold and rainy, it even worse. My arthritis kicked up and everything. So I just kind of take life easy and get out and do things when I need to or when I can, and you know, kind of not overstress myself. And but things like that's what's caused me to have to go to therapy.
People say I need therapy, but it's not physical therapy. I'm not sure what they're talking about. And in theory, I'm retired, but I got plenty of projects to do.
Oh, I never said I didn't do anything. I mean, I stay busy on the go all the time. I play handbells at church in the handbell choir. We got rehearsal for that tonight. I sing with the Palmetto Statesman Barbershop Chorus, and we got rehearsal for that tomorrow night. We're getting ready to do Singing Valentines this Thursday and Friday. Make a lot of wives happy, and when we deliver the Singing Valentines and get out and do that, and sing in the church choir, and that's rehearsal on Wednesday night. And, of course, ham radio and all the other things that I do when I'm, you know, when I have some time to slide something in somewhere.
Oh, very good. Let's see, if I tried singing, I'd clear the room.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to learn to sing. We sing a cappella, so, you know, we make our own music, as they say.
Oh, very good. I've heard some good ones. I think you said you did a barbershop quartet also?
Well, I don't sing in a quartet. I sing in the chorus, but we're going to have a bunch of quartets out Thursday and Friday delivering Singing Valentines all over the upstate of South Carolina. So we're going to be making some husbands and wives very happy, and parents and employees and all that stuff happy Thursday and Friday.
Oh, very good. Hope that works out well for you.
I will deliver somewhere between 100 and 125 or so this year. We're going to have four quartets out. So, you know, it's we do it, and we're a nonprofit, but we use this for things. Nasty message from my phone. But we do it to help raise funds for our youth in harmony programs that we do.
Oh, very good. Do you know of any local shelters near Anderson, Townville, that doing any kind of a coat and blanket drive?
Not offhand, I don't. Like I said, I live up here in the Spartanburg area, so I don't know a lot about things down in that area. But I'm sure that there is some group down there doing it. There usually is everywhere this time of year, so I wouldn't be surprised. But as a particular group down that way, I don't know. I think you could probably, contact one of the big churches down there, and they could let you know what groups are doing that in that area.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. I know on TV they were at a group in Spartanburg. I was looking for it. That's a little far for me. And for VDC.
Yeah, that can be a trip up here from your area. And all. But usually if you get hold of somebody like Salvation Army, they can let you know who's doing those drives in the area too. That's who I usually work with up in my area when I'm looking to do stuff like that. Of course, I do a I work with a food bank. My church is one of the sponsoring churches for a food bank up here. And we also furnish coats and things through our food bank too, so that helps. That's where I know where that's where mine is, and that's over this. That, like I said, that's over here in Spartanburg again.
Yeah, we've given a bunch of stuff to Salvation Army. We've made another trip cleaning out a house, and so we've got a few things to pass on. I guess I'll just have to get on the phone and start looking. Boy, what a lovely, cloudy, gray day it is.
Oh, if you like rainy weather, you're going to love this week because that's what's forecast for all up through Friday. Chance of rain every day. So, you know, if you like it, you'll enjoy it. And I think I saw enough rain last week between Wednesday and Thursday. After I emptied my rain gauge on Friday morning, I had poured out 5 1/4 inches of rain in 2 days. So I think I'd seen enough rain for a while. I mean, wouldn't hurt my feelings if it didn't want to rain for the next few days. I mean, overcast is fine, but rain, not exactly. Anyway, let me go. I got a phone call coming in. Let me get on here and see what these folks want from me. And maybe they'll tell me I've won the lottery. I don't know. Talk to you later. Have a safe one out there on the road. W2T.
Okay. Thanks for the company. N4VDC 73.